Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Ducky Daily for 7/22/2010. I have to start off the morning with a little rant because this morning I stepped in gum. Who puts gum on the sidewalk? You're an ass. It's the third time, I kid you not, in about a week and a half that I've stepped in gum. Luckily, it's been two different pairs of shoes, so I haven't been soiling the same soles, but what the F? Also, pleats on men, not happening, folks. I can't deal with it. I work downtown in Boston, and every day I see these guys wearing pleated pants, and it's hideous. And then anyone who's wearing pleated pants and then on top of it is wearing no socks and penny loafers, you're an asshole. And by the way, 1986 called, they want their cable knit sweater back. Total being a douche. Here's something fun. I blogged for the first time in like 5.5 months. Yeah, not kidding. Kind of kidding because I didn't really blog. I just put a couple updates on there and put yesterday's daily Ducky Daily on there. So that's kind of fun. So make sure you head on over to duckydoestv.com because I'm going to try and put some stuff up there again. Yes, folks, I'm going to try and blog again. Today is Comic-Con day one, and I don't care because I'm not there. Last night, I ended up going to the movies. I went and saw The Kids Are All Right, so I'm behind on Top Chef and The Choir and Big Brother 12, but I'll probably catch up on BB12 before meeting up with Kath tonight to podcast. The Choir, I love that show, and I'm shocked beyond all shockiness that Gareth, the choir director, is straight and having a baby sometime soon. So, yeah, who knew? Are you guys watching? It's weird to me that it was filmed in like 2006 and it's just now airing on BBC America in 2010. Has it already previously aired on BBC, like 1, BBC 2, BBC 3, BBC 4? And we're getting like sloppy fourths here in America because I'm not having it because I kind of love it, and I think it's, like, ending soon. That's ridiculous to me. So I'm excited to catch up on The Choir. Top Chef, Antonio or whatever his name is, that kid who keeps kicking everyone's ass for at least the first couple challenge, is he straight? When did that happen? What should I talk about? Oh, The Kids Are All Right. I was going to mention something really quick about that. Yeah, I had some issues with it. I'm totally not a puritanical, like, freak or religio nutty, but sometimes I have issues, spoiler alert, with people who do, like, shitty things, like cheat on their partner of 20 years, and then, like, kind of try and be redeemed within the movie thereafter, and I'm supposed to care about that person again. Yeah, usually once it's gone there, I can't care about that character anymore. Now, I'm not saying that the performances weren't really good, especially the kids. That Mia Wasikowska or whatever her name is from In Treatment is amazing. That girl is fucking phenomenal in this movie. And Jailbait Justin Hutchinson or whatever his name is, that kid, hello. He's really good. He's got a really subtle part to play, but he does it really, really well. There's some incredibly honest moments in the film. There's some great just true, personal, honest performances that happen within the film. But overall, again, I did have some issues with the writing. I thought it was kind of lazy at times, kind of cliched, but maybe that's just me. I know everyone out there seems to love it. I was shocked beyond all hell to find out that Yaya from America's Next Top Model was in it, right? Yaya, she was in Antium? Am I totally confused there? Because you know I'm not good at remembering these things. But she was in it, and not only is she butt naked, the girl's really good in the movie. So go see it just for that if you're a Top Model fan. That's about it. All right. Hope you're enjoying the Ducky Dailies. I am, and we're going to podcast tonight, so look out for some new TV Talk podcasts, and you can check those out at thetvtalkpodcast.com or subscribe to us on iTunes. All right. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.